Brexit MEP for Breitbart, is the BBC digging its own grave with Brexit bias? By Andrew England Kerr MEP on July 15, 2019. That the BBC is facing legal challenges over allegations it has failed to act impartially in its media coverage should serve as a rude awakening to its news teams and senior figures. There exist transparent guidelines concerning the obligation to uphold impartiality as a public broadcaster. And the BBC's repeated failure to avoid bias could cause a political tsunami which leads to the loss of its public funding. The outpouring of discontent is so widespread that there are justified calls for a public vote or new legislation to decide its future. Prior to Brexit, I was an unreserved supporter of the BBC and viewed it as an outstanding British institution. Gradually, as with so many others, my support has turned to anger over its coverage of Brexit and its failure to give balanced reporting or coverage to those seeking to leave the EU. A healthy, thriving democracy requires a national news organization which gives issues of such national importance fair and accurate reporting, and to fail to do so is an attack on our liberal democracy. The public can be misled by omission of facts, but it is naive to think that the British public is too ignorant to not see through this facade. A further concern to me is the BBC's apparent willingness to accept speeches labeling the Brexit Party as fascists. The tragic death of Joe Cox MP at the hands of the self-proclaimed fascist Thomas Mayer makes me shudder at this comparison. Fascism is a word which should be used with caution and not thrown with wild abandon at the BBC towards those with differing opinions. I find it hypocritical that members of opposing political parties seek to attack and intimidate Brexit MEPs standing in elections, whilst simultaneously branding our own party as fascist. I have no doubt that a group of inherently left-leaning journalists at the BBC are the root cause of the corporation's own problems, and it would be a tremendous shame if this lent weight to the idea of stripping the BBC of the license fee. The rise of the Brexit Party and our performance in the European elections has demonstrated the level of discontent and unparalleled anger against the political and social elite. The fact that it took the Labour Party 45 years from its inception to win a general election and the Brexit Party achieved huge success merely 45 days after our formation demonstrates the degree to which the BBC has misjudged the popular mood. I truly hope the BBC will take quick and proactive steps to address these issues, for if not, they face an electorate which will not tolerate such an unashamed lack of impartiality.